There are public and private REITs, I understand. Can you talk about that distinction a bit?
Right. I have been talking about publicly traded REITs. Then they trade on the New York Stock Exchange and other stock exchanges. If you know a financial planner or a stockbroker, there are private REITs that are organized and simply offered to private investors. These generally require $25,000, $50,000, maybe $100,000 as an initial investment. But in my experience, the returns from these properties have been quite good because in these types of REITs, they tend to be smaller. They tend to deal in B class or C class properties. That means a little lower down the food chain. And they tend to be run by entrepreneurial owners who come into these properties and do what I would do if I were the owner that you may not have time to do. So they come in and they remarket, reposition, renovate, and try to squeeze more income out of that property.
So we're back to the entrepreneurial vision, but if you can't or don't have time to do it yourself, then latch onto somebody else who's doing it for you.
That's right, yes.
Well, let's step back again, because this brings us almost full circle to thinking about real estate as a vehicle for wealth building relative to all the other possibilities. And